We're Coach Joy Robinson. A great win in the opening round of the state playoffs against East Lincoln, and a good football team with a lot of speed. Coach, you contain their speed extremely well. They got away a couple times on pass plays, but as far as the run, you did a great job containing the run.
We did. I was really proud of our effort tonight playing. You know, it was a really tough draw, and just really proud of our kids and the way they played. And offensively, I thought we won the line of scrimmage, and defensively, I thought we won the line of scrimmage. We didn't tackle the best in the world, but other than that, I thought we controlled the game from the get-go.
A team that tried to get outside, and you came up with some big sacks on defense. Just a combination of a lot of good things happened tonight.
It did, and I thought Dave come up big with us in a stretch right there. He had three sacks in a row, putting pressure on him. And offensively, I thought the key to us is we hammered them a little bit and got them a little tired. But they got us tired. I think their no huddle hurt us a little bit tonight as far as getting set and recognizing formations. And Austin Rice was really sick today and sick tonight, and just proud of the way he played and the effort he gave.
But you're playing your best football right now, and that's when you need to be playing it, because each week the teams are going to get tougher. And, of course, big opponent next week in Lincoln.
Hey, they are. They're the number one team in the state right now, ranked, and the number one seed in our bracket got put out tonight. I think Starmount got beat by East Ruffton, and Polk won big, and it goes to show that our conference, I think, was just this year was phenomenal, and to be conference champions and share that with Polk in a conference this good is a phenomenal feat for our young men, and it goes to show that we went down there and our conference won a lot of big games over there. Polk beat Maiden really big, and Mitchell went down and beat Cherville real big, and so things like that just shows you how good Mountain football is right now, and to win our conference, it should give our kids a lot of confidence going to Lincolnton.
Coach, a couple of goals. One is you are tied for the conference championship of Polk County, but 3 years in a row, 10 wins. That's huge for our program. You've got to be very proud of that.
I am proud of that. That's a huge number, and not many programs can say that, to go 3 years in a row with 10 wins, and then to win 15 straight games at home, I think, is a great feat. There's not many programs can say that. So we're starting next year off, and we may be back here, who knows, this year. We could win out and still not get back here, but we have to have some things fall in our lap for that to happen. But we'd love to just keep winning. We need to go to Lincolnton next week and take that as a huge challenge and try to win that and practice on Thanksgiving again for 3 years in a row.
Coach, your teams aren't hesitating, especially on defense. They know where they're supposed to go, and they're getting there in a hurry, and it's looking stronger and stronger every week.
It is, and I'm just really proud of our kids. We keep things pretty simple, and we teach from the get-go the same stuff all the time, and same blitzes and same situations, and our kids understand it. And we got really smart kids, and they understand the game and play really hard, and we don't have to call a whole lot. They call a lot on the field, and that's where Austin comes in huge.
Coach, congratulations on a big win. Let's get ready for Lincolnton.
Thanks.